It's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this morning, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mates, there's a lot to wrap up from season 2020, which has been like never before. Let's start with the juniors.
Yeah, it's been great. Of course, Central North have had increased numbers with no less than 1,900 kids playing, and it's great to see that Newcastle has merged in the top of the tree when it comes to the juniors and getting a season off. So the real heroes of our game are the people that run the Singleton, Scone, the Pagolbin, the Maitland Junior Rugby Clubs to keep things going. It's been sad to see that there's been some flack for some of these junior players, no matter what sport they play, for playing sport when it's been quite legal during the epidemic to actually play sport. And for a lot of the kids, they should be playing sport instead of being in front of a Nintendo. So congratulations to all those people. And those who sort of stand out include Renee Park, who runs the whole show at Central North Juniors, but everybody involved, congratulations on what you've done. And we look forward to a new season starting in about 6 weeks' time.
Hear, hear. Well done to all the mums and dads. What about seniors? What's the last word on our local senior rugby?
Yeah, well, we didn't get much off up and running, to be quite frank, with the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. The Muswell Heels unable to defend their title in the divisional. And also, of course, the Singleton Earthmoving Bulls not been able to play in the Rams Homeland Cup. But that didn't mean there weren't teams out there having a bit of a lash. Maybe the Wonka Rams helping themselves to the New England competition. Tamworth Pirates holding themselves to the Ladies' Cup in New England. And Coonabarabran giving them a bunch of players there from Corindai and also Gunnedah to play in their first premiership out there in the Central West, the Oz Plus Cup in the President's Cup in the North for the first time in about 25 years, which is one of the great stories. So it's one of those great things out of this year. And the seniors also, we've had so many fantastic kids that have come through. Maybe Sophie Clancy, also, of course, Claudia Nilsson, who are part of the Bill Corp Super W squad there for New South Wales. Tim Ryan and all his crew there, Mitch Watts and also Harry Stock, who have been part of the New South Wales Country Under-18s. And also, of course, moving through to the top end of the tree, the Jock Campbells, the Alex Newsoms, the Harry Wilson, which I think was the top of the tree when it came to the Central North Juniors this year.
Yeah.
You know, just fantastic to see all those kids move through, but also, of course, the likes of Maya Stewart and also Katrina Barker helping themselves to another title with the Super W experience. Also, of course, Ash Walker, Central North girl. She's now in the Bill Corp Wallaroos squad for next year, having basing herself in Newcastle but played for the Melbourne Rebels this year. Annika Jomason was the same. So a lot of our girls and boys are getting opportunities there to come through and play at the top end of the tree, and that's just going to be intensified, and there's going to be more inspiration when we get to the Great Santos Rugby Festival, and that will be, of course, starting on the 1st of February next year, going through to the game on the Friday night, the 5th of February, at Dangar Park in Narrabri. You'll find out more through waratahs.com.au, but the great thing about it is the Reds are playing the Waratahs at 7:30. A little bit earlier, our Pearls, of course, with the likes of Yasmin Meeks and the like, will be there as well to fight for spots there at the Olympics, so that'll be great as well.
Weeksy, with the Super Rugby, even though it's been a funny old season, I'm wondering if it might have actually set a blueprint up for better years to come.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways our game desperately needed to go backwards to go forwards.
Yeah.
We've lost so many players, especially from the Waratahs. So we have Super Rugby AU starting on the 19th of February. Of course, that game will be on gym as the Waratahs take on the Reds from Lang Park. So we get a good 10 weeks of Super Rugby AU, and then we have 5 weeks of the Trans-Tasman competition. As we said before, we've got another big dance card. South Africa's back in with the El Toro, now what would be the Rugby Championship. We've got the French coming out here for 3 tests. The New Zealanders, of course, confirmed they've got Fiji and also the Italians coming out. So it's going to be a big dance card.
Fingers crossed and looking forward to a great year in 2021 for rugby. And let's be perfectly honest, it couldn't be any worse than what we've had to put up with in 2020. But as you said at the very beginning, so many people doing such great work, grassroots level for local rugby. And from us here, Weeksy, thank you very much for your contribution each week. A Merry Christmas to you and the family as well.
Yeah, man, no, it's a fantastic time of the year, and hopefully people remember what Christmas is all about. Hopefully you can go easy on the sort of the grog, but remember Christmas is all about Jesus, but also, of course, yeah, things such as domestic violence we need to cut out. We need to send a message about that. Try to be kind to each other. I know it's difficult. I know we've had a lot of liberties taken away from us, but hopefully we get a cure for this bludger of a thing and we can move on. But looking forward to an exciting year of rugby starting most probably in about 6 weeks as we've got the game up in Narrabri. But, yeah, it's just one of those things at the moment where everybody's done really, really well to get through. Of course, yourself, Bear, you've been like a Sherpa carrying me for most of the year. But to be quite frank, most of the audience has been sort of carrying us like a Sherpa for at least 10 years anyway. But have a blessed Chris and mate. It's been a lot of fun. and certainly looking forward to what will be a great year as we get back into it. We might even see a sports show next year. You never know.
We never do know. Wixie, thank you very much as always.
Good on you, mate. You have a good one. Thanks for your time.